Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong alongside Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you today?
I'm good. Hope you are.
I'm doing great, Bill. We got health insurance on the mind today. We're going to be talking about Medicare.
Well, actually, yeah, when I'm talking health insurance, the main thing I need to talk about is Medicare and the options. And of course, this is a very timely thing to talk about because this is the enrollment period for Medicare and for basically making changes, if any. You know, one of the things that I talk about is the fact that life actually gets more complicated for seniors, and the thing people think about, with the golden years, is you walk off into the sunset holding hands, and how easy life is, and the fact is that for most folks, it's not like that at all. To the degree it is, that's great, but the fact is that. Anybody getting older will tell you that their body doesn't work quite the same and that it's harder to get up in the morning. Things ache. And the fact is that parts of our lives are just far more complicated. And one of the things that is complicated that younger folks don't even think about it is Medicare and all of its different options and possibilities. And the fact is that everyone who is on Medicare, and particularly the drug programs, need to look at it every darn year, with no exceptions, because particularly with drug plans, the drug plans change every year. So it's if you're just saying, "Oh, I'll just stick with the plan I chose last year," it may be a very expensive mistake because your plan may have covered the drugs that you take now. But when they modify the plan, it may not cover the drugs that you take, and then you're having to pay out of pocket significant amounts of money because of that. So this message needs to go out not only to my seniors out there, but to their children and grandchildren, because the fact is that if we're getting to a point where we're having difficulty making decisions or we're not comfortable with doing stuff online, as young people are, if you have a question about your computer, ask your grandchild. they'll have the answer right quick. They'll go online for you, no problem. But the fact is that these changes can be tricky. And so it's the kind of thing where in order to protect yourself, you really need to go online, compare plans every year. And if you don't do it, you're asking for trouble. This is the time of year that we need to start thinking about it. And so, there are time periods that are critical. And so, when can we make changes for most people that are looking at Medicare? Well, those dates are from mid-October, October 15th to December 7th. And of course, whatever you choose becomes effective January 1 for the calendar year. So this is the period of time that we're really talking about. A lot of folks are, in fact, choosing Medicare Advantage plans. And, of course, that's another thing, because Medicare Advantage plans will depend on where you live geographically. In other words, those of us who live in the Raleigh, Durham triangle, frankly, we have a lot of choices because there are a lot of plans that are effective in this geographical area. But for folks who live in other parts of North Carolina, they may not be so lucky in terms of having as many options. So that's part of it as well. But then there's another piece to the pie, because we have a lot of North Carolina state employees in this area, and the time period for making changes to the state health plan are different from the Medicare enrollment dates. And so, in essence, the state health plan, whether you're on Medicare or not, basically that time period is right now. My recollection is that it starts end of September. I think it's September 30th, and it rolls into the October 25th. So in essence, for state employee elections, you have less than a month. You basically have from September 30th until October 25th, if you're going to make any changes. Now, with state employees, and this is true, you have the state default plan. So if you don't make an election, then you're automatically enrolled in Humana. And now you can choose a different Humana plan, or you can use the base plan, which of course is another change. And so, because Blue Cross Blue Shield has been the base plan insurance forever, but no longer. So it's not Blue Cross Blue Shield anymore. It's actually administered by Aetna. So that's a big change. Whether it's a good change or not, I certainly don't know, but I can tell you it's a change. So for state employees, you're either in a Humana plan or you're in an Aetna plan, no longer Blue Cross Blue Shield. And so that's a biggie. Now, for those state employees who are retired and on Medicare, then the question is, the default is the Humana Advantage plan, okay? So you have a couple choices there, or, again, you can choose to be on traditional Medicare with Aetna as your supplement plan. So it's one of two. But for the state employees and retirees, then those are your choices. So you don't get the other choices. So that's what it is. But now, I know we need to take a break, but one of the things I want to talk about when it comes to these plans is the fact that you have to enroll in Medicare, and if you don't enroll, you get penalties. So I want to talk about those penalties when we come back.
We will continue our conversation on health insurance and Medicare in just a bit. Don't forget, if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, maybe you've had some documents sitting away in a file cabinet somewhere for the last few decades, and you need to have them reviewed by an elder law attorney, or maybe you don't have any documents and you'd like to have them drawn up, schedule some time to speak with someone on the staff at WG Alexander & Associates by going to WGALaw.com. WGALaw.com is the website. You can find information there about their services and the team. You can also find information about their free seminars. They've got two webinars and one seminar happening the second Wednesday of every month. The next set are happening on Wednesday, October 9th. The morning and afternoon sessions are in the form of webinars, which you can participate from the comfort of your own home. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. The afternoon session is also a webinar, and that centers on asset protection and trust planning. Now, it's back. We started it last month, and we're continuing it. The in-person seminar is back at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. That'll be in the evening of Wednesday, October 9th, and this is all about legacies, and it's kind of a combination of the two webinars. You can find all the information online at WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button at the top of the page. The seminar and the webinars are all free to attend. There's no cost associated with these. All we do is ask that you please register in advance if you'd like to attend, and you can do that by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button. You can also call the office if you'd like. The phone number is 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can find more about Bill and WG Alexander & Associates by going to WGALaw.com. WGALaw.com is also where you can find information about the free webinar and seminars put on by WG Alexander & Associates. WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. We're talking all about health insurance, in particular Medicare. And Bill, we're discussing this because it's open enrollment time, or it's close upon us, and we want to talk about Medicare enrollment.
Absolutely. Okay. So the fact is that when you turn 65, you're eligible for Medicare. And you're actually required to sign up to receive Medicare. Now there is an exception, and that is if you're enrolled in a qualifying employer health plan. So now for those folks who are 65 and they're still working, and they work for an employer with a qualified health insurance plan, then you actually don't have to elect Medicare at that time. Although a lot of the employer health plans, actually, when you turn 65, even if you still work for them, they force you to go on Medicare, and then their health plan becomes a supplement plan, which they provide. So it depends. So this is a tricky area where you have to know, I mean, if you're still working, then you have to know from your employer whether it qualifies to allow you to stay on the health plan and not go on Medicare. So that's something that you have to be very, very careful about, because if you're required to sign up for Medicare and don't, there are penalties. All right, so you have Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D. just ain't going, okay, Bill, you've already confused me. But okay, so Part A is the hospital plan where we pay in for that while we're working with Medicare taxes, which we all hate, of course. Now, the if you have enough paid in, then there's no additional payment for Part A. But there are a lot of folks out there who don't have the qualifying work and Medicare taxes paid in to where they get Part A unless they pay for it. And that can be expensive because the base pay for Part A is $278 a month. And some folks have to pay even more, up to like $505 per month for that coverage. Now, here's where it gets a kicker. If you have to pay for it, in other words, you don't have all those that qualifying time of work in, and you don't sign up when you turn 65, in other words, for whatever reason, then you're penalized. And the penalty is really strange. But in essence, you get a 10% penalty for your monthly payments. And you have to pay that penalty for twice the number of years that you don't sign up for it. So, for instance, if you sign up, you don't sign up the first year, but you sign up the second year, then so you have 2 years of penalty. But let's say you let it go for 2 years, then you have 4 years of 10% penalty on top of what the regular premium is. If you don't sign up for 3 years, then you have 6 years of additional 10% penalties for that. And what really is wacky is these penalties are different for each part. All right, so that's Part A. Now, most of us don't have to worry about Part A because we don't have to pay for it. So we're not going to be penalized, all right? But Part B, of course, and of course, Part B for most people, I mean, that is, we either pay for Part B if we have if we're on Social Security when we turn 65, and for most people, I don't recommend it. Then it comes out of your Social Security check, and for most folks who are not, just regular, you're retired, you don't have, a lot of excess income. For most folks, the monthly premium that comes out of your Social Security is $174.70 each month. Now, for those folks who are not on Social Security, but you signed up for Medicare, then you have quarterly payments that you have to make. And what you're paying, if you have the normal premium, then you're paying 3 months of $174.70. Now, of course, this is also where I talk about Miss Irma, and we don't like Irma. She's not a nice lady because she charges us more money if we have a pretty good income. So those folks who are still working, they're on Medicare because they have to be, may have to pay Irma premiums. And Irma premiums can be, a few dollars up to $400 or $500 per month for both you and your spouse, depending on how much your income is. So, but what if you don't sign up for Part B when you're required to enroll, because in essence, you're required to enroll when you turn 65. And actually, you can enroll several months in advance. So that's what you should be doing so that you know you're enrolled on a timely basis. But in essence, if you don't sign up when you're supposed to, then you have a penalty of 10% for each full 12 months that you did not sign up. So again, if you miss 12 months, then you're 10% penalty. But if you miss 2 years, that's 20%. So, yeah, you know, it's the kind of thing where you can't let these sign-up periods pass. You have to take care of yourself and make sure that you sign up on a timely basis. It's really, really important that we do that. Another area that is, I'll go back to state employees who are retired, and this is just another thing that sometimes people miss, is that typically your state for folks who retired earlier, in essence, like maybe they retired when they were 55 because they had 25 or 30 years of North Carolina service under their wings. Generally, they're eligible, for the state health plan payments when they turn 60. And it doesn't cost them anything. And of course, for a lot of folks who work back in the 80s and 90s, they were vested with 5 years of state service. Now, that's been changed, and I think it requires 20 years of state service now to have the state health plan when they retire. But in essence, you get that when you turn 60, and of course, that's prior to being on Medicare, and it's free. So in essence, what you have is a free health plan when you turn 60, and then you have to go on Medicare and pay for it when you turn 65. So for a lot of folks, it's like, well, dang, I'm now having to pay for what was free earlier, because once you get to Medicare age, then the state health plan converts either to a supplement plan where you're on traditional Medicare, or for most people, you go on to the Medicare Advantage plan, which is the Humana plan.
There's a lot of steps involved, and you can see why this process can get a bit overwhelming, and that's why it's important to get started early with the open enrollment period so that you have enough time to do your research and make your decisions. And, you know, we're talking all about Medicare, but I think a lot of principles in terms of planning also fit Medicaid, which is covered in the webinar that is going to be happening on Wednesday, October 9th, put on by W.G. Alexander and Associates. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, if you or a family member are dealing with a long-term care crisis, this is very helpful information for those families who are looking for assistance, financial assistance, when it comes to covering the cost of long-term care, whether it's Medicaid, VA benefits. It's covered in depth with these webinars. You can register for free to attend by going to wgalaw.com and clicking on the seminars button. There's also a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning, and an in-person seminar dedicated to legacy planning. You can go to wgalaw.com. Again, clicking on that seminars button will bring you to the page to register in advance. It's free to do so. There's no cost to attend. It's all wonderful information, helpful information designed for you to be an educational experience. You can also call the office at 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000 if you'd like to register for the webinars or in-person seminar. It's a great chance for you to learn some more from Bill and the team at WG Alexander & Associates. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Learn more about Bill and W.G. Alexander & Associates by going to WGALaw.com. WGALaw.com. Schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney if you have questions, or maybe you would like to have your documents reviewed, or maybe set up some documents. WGALaw.com is the place to go. You can also find information there about their free webinars and seminar. They do those the second Wednesday of every month, and that's happening again on Wednesday, October 9th. Be sure to sign up now by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button at the top of the page. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and Bill, we're talking all things health insurance. In particular, we're focusing on Medicare.
Well, and then, of course, the one area which for so many seniors is extraordinarily important is Part D, the drug plan. And of course, again, that is paid for through a premium. Now, some of the plans, particularly the Medicare Advantage plans, have a drug plan as part of the Medicare Advantage plans. But some do, some don't. So you have to know. Now, if you're on traditional Medicare, then you have to have a Part D drug plan because it's separate. We know that's separate. So, again, that is pretty important. But, again, you have to look. I mean, the first place I would look, particularly if you've done your research and you have a drug plan from last year, then you need to go back to that particular drug plan to see what changes they have made, to see if the drugs that you are prescribed and normally take and expect to continue to take will in fact be a part of the drug plan that you've got. And so that of course, makes a huge difference. And of course, as most people already know, the Medicare is now negotiating drug prices for a number of things, and probably the one that most people know about are for diabetes, because those prices have been outrageously high until the government actually forced the drug prices down for Medicare. And, of course, I'm hoping that next year the government will force prices for the diabetes drugs for everyone, not just for Medicare, because that truthfully those prices have been outrageous for years. And what so many folks know or should know is the fact that these same drug prices are much less in other countries. It's like we're getting gouged here for a lot of drug prices that are reasonably priced, and it's manufactured by the same. I mean, it's not like it's a different manufacturer. It's like just they, you know, have lower prices in other places, which really makes you mad. But there's only, I think, 10 drugs that are on the list right now that they've negotiated and made the prices for Medicare recipients much lower. And, of course, that list of they will continue to be negotiating additional drug prices down. And truthfully, there should be about 200 or 300 drugs that fall into that category. But, you know, this is an area where the drug companies are fighting like crazy with all their lobbyists in Washington to keep these negotiated prices limited. And that's, you know, it's a shame that it's that way, but it is. So, you know, the folks who have to take this medication are the ones who end up paying the price. And, of course, Medicare is actually improving as it relates to Medicare drug prices and out-of-pocket expenses and the things like that. So I'll, you know, I will say that there are, you know, there's some good things that are happening with Medicare, and that's a good thing. But the point I'm trying to make is that every year you got to look to make sure that your drug plan is actually taking care of your personal drug needs. And so if you haven't caught on, this stuff is very personal. It's based on your health and your needs. And the fact is just because your spouse has picked one drug plan that's best for them, that doesn't mean it might be the best drug plan for you or the best plan for you, because, you know, we're all different. And, you know, these drug plans can be tailored to you and what you need as opposed to anyone else. And it's important. So, okay, so you've gotten that message, and now you're saying, okay, well, Bill, now I'm totally confused. Where do I get help? And I will tell you, don't come to me. This is not my thing. I just want folks to understand. So where do you get help? Well, there are two places that you can get help online or in a book or even with people who are experienced that can actually help you personally. So where do you look? Some of us may have received a booklet called Medicare and You 2025. It's the official U.S. government Medicare handbook. And that has a ton of information in it. It has comparisons in it for all of these different drug plans and can be extremely helpful. But now, let's say you are really good at the internet, or you have a child or grandchild who can help you. You can go online at medicare.gov, okay? And under, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there is a link. It's like medicare.gov/compare plans or something along those lines. And that will take you to where you need, where you can compare traditional Medicare to the Medicare Advantage plans or the Medicare supplement plan. So that might confuse you too, because we're all talking about insurance here. So if most people who can afford it, who take the traditional Medicare, will add a supplement plan or a Medigap insurance coverage to cover the gaps that are in Medicare. And we all know that there are lots of gaps and copays and deductibles. And that's what Medigap is for. Now, the Part C Medicare Advantage plans, a lot of folks are choosing Medicare Advantage plans for one of two reasons. Either they can't afford to pay for Medigap coverage on top of traditional Medicare, or there's a Medicare Advantage plan in their area that gives them everything they need and more, because Medicare Advantage plans can actually offer coverage that Medicare cannot offer, you know, particularly with your vision and hearing, and even supplementing diet, you know, cash kind of thing, or silver sneakers where you can go to health plans and, you know, to exercise places and things like that, which Medicare does not provide. So the point is that the Medicare Advantage plans can actually offer, for some folks, depending on where they live, can offer a better situation than even what Medicare can offer. So That's what makes it really confusing. So I mentioned Medicare.gov, but I said there were two places. And the other place is on the North Carolina Department of Insurance website, because any insurance that's offered in the state of North Carolina has to be licensed by the Department of Insurance. And so they've got some really good people there. And their website has a link called SHIP, S-H-I-I-P. And on that website, they compare all of these different plans objectively, which is what you're looking for. Now, I also mentioned that there are people out there who can help you, and that's through the Department of Insurance, and they have what's called SHIP advisors. And to the best of my knowledge, there's about 1,000 advisors across the state. They're not all in Raleigh. They are across the state, and they're available to help people make choices. Now, there are also, over and above that, there are private companies that, and you have to be real careful here, because some companies are simply designed to steer you into a particular plan because they get a really nice cash payment for steering people into a particular plan. But there are also some very legitimate, really good, that are objective about, based on your situation, they can recommend the particular plans that you should choose. And yes, they do get paid. They're typically free services, but they get paid by whatever plan that you end up going into. So if you have a really good, experienced insurance agent, or some of these companies that are actually designed to help seniors make these choices, but you don't have to use those, but I would tell the seniors that don't have somebody that can help them, like a child or grandchild who can do the research and help them pick the plan that needs, for those folks who don't have that kind of help, they probably should use some of these private companies that can really do a pretty good job helping them pick the right plan.
The two websites that are very helpful for doing this research are Medicare.gov, and the other is on the North Carolina Department of Insurance website. Find the section for SHIP, S-H-I-I-P. Those are two great resources for you as you look to navigate and research during the Medicare open enrollment period. If you would like to learn more about W.G. Alexander and Associates, maybe you want to get some planning done when it comes to setting up your legal documents, or maybe you'd like to have your documents reviewed by an elder law attorney, you can go to wgalaw.com to schedule an appointment to speak with an expert on the team at WG Alexander and Associates. You can also find information there about their free webinars and free seminar. Those are going to be happening on Wednesday, October 9th. Two webinars that day in the morning. It's long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits are addressed. In the afternoon, it's asset protection and trust planning. Those are, again, both webinars. And in the evening, it's the in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. That will cover legacy planning. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more. Quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back.
This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander and Associates. Schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney or find information about their free webinars and seminar. It's all online at WGALaw.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and we're talking all things health insurance, in particular, Medicare.
Okay, now for the bad news. Okay, no matter what Medicare plan you choose, or no matter what health plan you might have, you know, for those folks who are not seniors, not on Medicare, the fact is that our health insurance system and our health care system is based upon acute care, which means it's not based on long-term care. So what's the difference? Well, the fact is that if you break your arm, you can go to the hospital and your health insurance is going to pay for the hospital stay and for the doctor and for the medicine and for the pain pills and that. That's acute care. But if you need somebody to assist you in the morning getting out of bed and getting dressed, or assist you in the evening getting undressed and getting a bath or shower and taking care of other issues, that's long-term care. And our health system does not pay for long-term care. And so, yes, we complain about the deductibles and the copays and things as it relates to our acute care needs and medicines that were prescribed and the like. But the fact is, when it comes to issues of long-term care, there's no coverage at all. And okay, so there is an exception with Medicare where if you go to the hospital for 3 nights and then you're discharged for rehabilitation, rehab, of course, has to be in a skilled nursing facility. But yeah, okay, Medicare has a small exception where traditional Medicare will pay 100% for the first 20 days. And then there's a copay that's pretty substantial, about it's almost $200 a day and Medicare pays the difference up to a total of 100 days, so an extra 80 days. Now, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, then for that exception, it doesn't work exactly the same way. You just have to look at your insurance coverage, because when you go on Medicare Advantage, you're actually on a private insurance plan. You're not on Medicare anymore. And so you have to look and see what it pays and what it doesn't pay as it relates to rehabilitation after a hospital stay. But okay. Now, when it comes to anything beyond that, your health insurance doesn't pay for it. So, okay, that's why we talk about Medicaid. But the fact is there's more gaps in coverage in terms of what the different assistance programs, you know, you have some VA programs that can help. Yeah, you have some Medicaid at home for folks who are very poor. You have special assistance for assisted living and memory care. But unfortunately, those programs have very low income caps, and the majority of folks have no coverage. If you need nursing care, we can get you on Medicaid. You know, middle class families can get eligible for Medicaid, and that's really important for folks to know. But it's just as important for folks to know when they're not going to be eligible for assistance.
navigating those waters when you get past levels of care that surpass the acute level, it's tough. And thankfully, there's these webinars put on by WG Alexander and Associates to help us make sense of this, to get some education on this. And, you know, there's no charge to attend the free webinars. You can go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more. The morning webinar on Wednesday, October 9th, covers what we're talking about right now. This covers long-term care assistance, in-depth on Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more. Quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney. It's also where you can go to register for the free webinars and in-person seminar put on by WG Alexander and Associates. Learn more about long-term care assistance, learn more about asset protection and trust planning, and also legacy planning. WGALaw.com. Click on that seminars button to learn more. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.